Thank you so much for tuning into your community radio station. I'm Maria Dudzak, joined in the studio by Steve Kinney. He is here to tell us about a choir concert coming up this next, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we have our every other year Steppin' Out concert coming up. This is our Pops concert, and this year we're calling it the Pop Rocks, and the name really says it all. It's just a fun concert, and it goes back and visits about 60, 70 years of popular music. Starts with the 50s and goes through pretty much today. And it's a show complete with choreography and costume and dance. And so it's a really fun evening.
And this is the Ketchikan Community Chorus. How many members are participating in this, roughly?
The group is a little smaller this year. We've got about 20 voices, and then we have a band of about five instrumentalists. And the chorus has been working hard since January, and of course the music has to be memorized, so that takes extra time. And it's been a fun time learning the music, because all of the musicians come from different backgrounds, you know, my background being mostly classical and straight forward music, and then other people coming from a jazz, contemporary pop background, and so they're much more into the syncopation and the rhythms, and so whichever group you find yourself aligned with, there's always the challenge of learning that other part, that other half, and so it's been a fun time, and we're at a point now where things are beginning to come together. As you approach concerts, there's always the 3 week out, and you say, is this ever going to happen? Can we ever get this together? And we're over that hump and sliding down to the end, and it's going to be just a lot of fun. It's new this year in that we've changed venues quite often. We've been at Ted Ferry Civic Center, and this year we are in a smaller venue to make it more intimate for our audience, and we will be at the event center, the Sunny Point Event Center at the Landing. And so it's a Friday and a Saturday concert, the 13th and the 14th.
And what time are the shows?
The shows start at 7, and there's a fairly long intermission, and there will be a dessert buffet. So people get not only music and visual stimulation, but also a chance to either have something sweet or something natural.
And what are perhaps some of the songs you could highlight?
Oh, gosh. I was just looking at the list. Probably the music itself is a medley, and that medley has about 40 titles in it, everything from Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Baby Love or Boogie Fever or Hound Dog or Rock and Roll or Jailhouse or Tutti Frutti or Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, just YMCA, just a whole list. Probably no matter what decade you found yourself really grooving to music as a young adult, we'll cross that decade for you, and it'll bring memories back. Well, I remember that one. I remember when. So there'll be a lot of memory jogging. And then we have some standalone soloists that will do complete numbers. And we'll have I'm in a barbershop group, and we're going to do a Beatles number, I Will. We're going to do a number that Unchained Melody, which you say, well, is that pop music? And you begin looking at it, and so many popular artists have done that over the years. You know, I can remember when I was a teenager, Elvis, you know, did that and made that popular. And then the version we're doing is one from the 90s where the group called Il Divo made it popular again. And so we'll be doing that. The Japanese impacted our popular music back in the 60s when a fellow by the name of Sakamoto did a song called Sukiyaki, and that actually that became a number one hit for a while here in the United States, and yet it was all in Japanese. So we'll be doing that, doing a number from Queen, doing a Cyndi Lauper, True Colors. So just a whole variety of music, and I guess fun is really the word that describes it. Tickets are available at the Arts Council or at Celebration Station. They will be available at the door if they aren't sold out. It's a little bit smaller venue this time, and so it's possible that it would be more advantageous for a person to buy their tickets early and then they know they've got a seat. It's set as a cabaret, and the tables are arranged generally for six people, and you can save almost $5 a ticket by buying a table of six rather than buying individual tables, and you get to sit with your friends.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention about it?
Gosh, I could talk for a very, very long time about it because it's such a fun concert. But I think we've covered the bases.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much. Steve Kinney from the Ketchikan Community Chorus. Again, next, not this weekend, but the following weekend are performances, and you can get those tickets at the Arts Council or Celebration Station.